We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and joining us right now, first guest, I am so happy to have them on because I'm a big fan of Ruthie's for Good, Ruthie's Grilled Cheese Food Trucks. In fact, we've got Kylie Johnson and William Edwards to talk about the greatness of Ruthie's and all the wonderful things you do in the community. First of all, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Kylie, first of all, tell us about how Ruthie's even started and the fact that you guys have been doing this food truck for years and actually have been doing a lot of work with nonprofits. Let's first start at the beginning. How did Ruthie's even come about?
Ruthie's was started by our boss and CEO, Ashley Kleinert. She had an event planning business and she wanted something extra. She's like, how can I jazz up this event planning business? So she decided it'd be a cool idea to have a food truck, one of the very first food trucks in Dallas. And it is named Ruthie's after her amazing grandmother. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was over 12 years ago.
Is there a secret formula to the grilled cheese sandwich? Because it is absolutely amazing. And then let's not only will we talk about the grilled cheese and Kylie, go ahead and break that down for us. And then William, I got some questions for you. But let's talk about the food that you have on the food truck.
So we like to call it comfort food. They are amazing. And I would say the tricks are in the sauce. Like a special sauce, but I have been sworn to secrecy about the recipes on the sauces.
Right. You know, there's a lot of people who say sometimes it's the grill. It's like what you make the stuff on is some kind of seasoning in the grill over time. Is that part of it as well? What you got on that truck?
That might be part of the secret, but we can't give you all the secrets.
And what are some of the other things that you serve, you guys?
Most of it is just grilled cheese. So we just make different grilled cheeses. We have our most famous one is called the Boss that has brisket on it. One with turkey, one with chicken.
See,
ham.
That's what I'm talking about. Break it down. It's not just grilled cheese. It's not just bread and cheese.
No. We come out with seasonal sandwiches. So we had the fall Philly. It was a Philly cheesesteak grilled cheese. And then we also had one that was specific for Thanksgiving that had some cranberry sauce on it too. But we just try to make it a comfort food, but also make it a little gourmet too.
Okay, so William, let's talk a little bit about how the popularity of Ruthie's food truck just took off like the first year or two, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're able to do even more and more things with it. And Kylie, we'll get into that as well.
Well, for me, I've only been with the team about 2 years, but hearing the stories, it took off because, you know, making a grilled cheese at home is simple. But going out and being able to get one just like at that moment's notice when you want one, it makes it that much easier. And the food truck experience is cool too. But over the last 2 years, it's taken off because of the population that we serve and our employees, not just their stories, but their personalities. And I might say that's the secret ingredient to our food, but their dedication to getting better and actually changing the community by telling their stories and exposing you know, just some of the hardships that are real for so many people in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex.
Well, let's go into some of these stories, because again, I think it's absolutely amazing to one, be successful with the food truck, two, have great food on the food truck. But you guys are giving back to the community and working with nonprofits. Kaylee, can you tell some of these stories that William is talking about, like a couple of the different groups you've partnered with and how it first started?
Sure. I'll start with the population that we employ. So we have a community partner, Unlocking Doors. Mm-hmm. And so we hire people in need of a second chance. So people that have been incarcerated, and it has been one of the most rewarding experiences of my life. Mm-hmm. And they are on the food truck and they are out serving all these nonprofits, such as like St. Phillips is one of our favorites to go and see.
South Dallas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Genesis Women's Shelter, mm-hmm. New Friends, New Life. We are out serving all kinds of nonprofits, and our team absolutely loves it.
Was it Ashley's idea to work with, you know, people who need a second chance and then go to the nonprofits? In other words, you know, usually when someone comes up with a food truck, well, you know, they're trying to make a nice little business. But this seems like more philanthropic. It seems like it's more, you know, not just organic, but it's more community.
You know, years ago, we partnered with a nonprofit called Cafe Momentum.
Yes, I'm very familiar with the greatness of Cafe Momentum.
Yes, I actually worked at Cafe Momentum, and we needed an externship opportunity. And Ashley came forward and said, I would love to be a soft place to land for some of your young people needing a job after mm-hmm. they finish Cafe Momentum.
And by the way, let everybody know what Cafe Momentum has done over the years, because I know they've also helped people who need second chances, especially teenagers who were in trouble.
Yes. Cafe Momentum is a restaurant downtown, and they employ young people ages 15 to 19 mm-hmm. that have been involved in the juvenile justice system. It's a 12-month paid internship program. So they learn all aspects of the restaurant and, learn all their skills there. And then they are given externship opportunities such as Ruthie's.
So Ashley was doing something with Cafe Momentum. I'm trying to follow the story with you. Go right ahead.
Yes, she was an externship partner of Cafe Momentum. So we hired several of the young people graduating the Cafe Momentum program to work at Ruthie's. Mm-hmm. And most recently, we partnered with Unlocking Doors, which are older adults needing a second chance as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's our population that we work with.
So how long has this been going on?
This has been going on for about 4 or 5 years.
And it seems like it's been very successful because, like you said, there's stories to be told because this is actually helping people change their lives. Can you elaborate?
Absolutely. One young lady immediately came to mind when you said life changing. She worked at Ruthie's for several years. I would say probably 4 years. And mm-hmm. now she is a nurse assistant at Children's. She's been there for about 2 years now. I'm doing amazing things. So we're so proud of her. We recently had a man come through Unlocking Doors. He was with us probably, I don't know, what would you say, William?
Well, he's still with us. It's been about 9 months. Mm-hmm. And he got his CDL license from the time he started with us to date. And he credited to our organization because we allowed him to have flexibility, but still come to work. So that was a good story, too.
Does Unlocking Doors or Cafe Momentum recommend people? How do people, quote unquote, get the opportunity to work with Ruthie's?
Yes, they will send us people and they go through an interview process and then we hire them from there.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, we expanded to Unlocking Doors as well because Cafe Momentum is a 1-year program. When we need employees, you can't just jump out and reach out and get any at a moment's notice. So
right.
Unlocking always has people coming through the organization, and they recommend individuals to us that they think might be a good fit. Maybe they were in, like we have one gentleman, he was in the trucking industry. So, you know, we always need drivers on the mm-hmm. food truck, and then somewhere in food industry. So if they're a good fit for us, they recommend them. And that's how we get our population.
You know, it's about people working together and not just those who need the second chance or an opportunity, but there's a lot of people who volunteer, who actually like to have more than just a job. They want to have something that they care about. And this seemed like a perfect opportunity for a lot of different people in the organization. William, for example, you've been there for a couple of years now. What led you to Ruthie's?
Now, that's a funny story.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
I say it's nothing but God, honestly. I was in the military for a while and started my transition out in October of 21. And I was actually eating at a restaurant after my birthday. And I met the good group of people that I work with now. And I was offered the opportunity to come volunteer and see what they do after just talking about everything. I showed up on a Monday, they fed me, and I never left. I actually fell into it. But I knew when I got out of the military, I wanted to come back home to Dallas and just be a part of something that was giving back, to the city and changing things. So fortunately, I fell into the right thing. But it has been life changing for me. It's definitely different from the military, but it's opened my eyes to the city I've grown up in, some of the problems that we have in the city, but also the power of grace, mm-hmm. and the power of a first chance, as Ashley likes to say, because some of our employees haven't gotten really a real first chance in this world. So, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of that. And it touches your heart every day. It's a lot of hard work, but you know, those days that you're down and tired, you get to hear a story like one of our employees, his name is Zoe. And because of his record and everything, it was hard for him to get an apartment. Mm-hmm. But he came to work one day smiling ear to ear, and said, "I got approved." And it's days like that, because they had the financial stability of having a job. Also have recommendations from his employer, you know, his character and the type of person he is, that he was able to get that apartment. So it's stories like that. That's when you know that you in the right business and you're doing it for the right reason.
Oh, for sure. Again, this is what it's all about, especially for a lot of people who actually care about what they do. When they wake up in the morning, they want to look forward to doing something. It's like I said, it's more than a job. It's a career. It's something that you feel a part of. And Kylie, how long have you been with Ruthie's? And tell us your story about how you got a part of it.
Yeah, I've been at Ruthie's for about 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually on the Good Foundation side. So William does more of the Ruthie's for Good, and I work with Ashley's Foundation. But I am a social worker, was a case manager for several years. So I've known a lot of the young people that work with us. I've known them since they were about 15.
Wow.
And 16, but they're 21, 22 now. So I've seen a lot of growth in them, which has been absolutely incredible for me.
And what drew you to Ruthie's?
I wanted to explore a little bit more about nonprofits and philanthropy, but I also was so attached to what I call my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of grew with them. As some of them were graduating and going over to Ruthie's, I just kind of followed them.
You just followed them on over, and next thing you know, Ashley hired you?
Pretty much, yes, yes. I still got to be connected with them, but I also got to expand and learn about something new.
Can you tell us a story or two of some of the, like you said, some of the kids you've known over the years and how this has been a life-changing story for them? You know, you don't have to say the names necessarily if you want to, but just a story that kind of touched your heart. I know you got many of them.
Wow, yeah, it's hard to narrow down just one story.
Well, let me make it easier for you. Let's say that, you know, you met a kid and all of a sudden you said, wait a minute, this is the perfect situation for them. And then all of a sudden something happened working on the truck, and all of a sudden they've just stuck around and things have happened for them, and you know, their families have flourished.
That's a perfect question. So we have a young lady that started off with me years ago. She was about 15 when I met her, but she started working at Ruthie's maybe 3 years ago, and she was doing amazing on the truck, but we noticed that she had some skills that were incredible. She's very organized and paid close attention to details.
Mm-hmm.
She was also pregnant at the time. So we started teaching her skills to be in the office booking the trucks. Well, when she had the baby, she still needed to work, right?
She's
a single mom. So we allowed her to bring her baby to work every single day for the first year. Eventually she was able to save enough money and put the baby in daycare, but that was an incredible experience to watch her at work every day, still doing her job to almost perfection, but also being a young new mom at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times where we would be passing the baby around in our office, I loved it.
Y'all were raising the baby too. That is like, it takes a village, right?
Yes, and I will say that we are still so attached to this little girl. She's two, she'll be two this month, and we all still think of her as our little niece. We love her, but her mom's still with us, and she is doing incredible.
That is absolutely amazing. See, these are stories that people love. And Kylie, am I saying your name right? Because I've been saying
You are, yes.
Kylie Johnson and William Edwards with Ruthie's for Good Grilled Cheese Food Trucks. And Kylie, again, you've been there for about 4 years, and you say you work on the philanthropic side as far as working with the nonprofits. How are the nonprofits working with Ruthie's, and how do you get together or choose the nonprofits to work with? And it kind of break down what your role is.
Yeah, so as you know, our boss, Ashley Kleinert, she has been involved in the community and in nonprofit work for so many
Oh,
years.
yeah.
So a lot of times they'll reach out to us and say that they have an event, and we do what's called Ruthie's Snacks of Kindness. So we love to go and feed nonprofits and feed their team and give them a little bit of encouragement, or say they're having like a fall festival for the kiddos that they serve. We love to go out there and do that for them, and it would be at no cost to them. So we just get to know nonprofits. We get to know people in the community and connect with them that way.
So Ruthie's is in Dallas. Is there a
Yes.
radius that you serve? I mean, where can we see you pop up with the food trucks, on these particular events? In other words, I'm not saying that all of a sudden somebody calls you from Houston and you run down to Houston, because I don't know, but I'm thinking that you're available, but it's kind of like in the Dallas area. And can you kind of, you mentioned some of those particular events, but is Ruthie's like over at Will Rogers or at Clive Warren Park over there? Because a lot of food trucks are over there too.
Yes, we are. And starting at the beginning of the year, we'll be at Clive Warren Park every Wednesday and
Look
Friday.
out. Look out.
So come by and see us. We'll take care of you, Chris. But we'll be there. We do have a lot more public events. We go to festivals and things like that, and all of that is annotated on our website. But we do a lot of private events as well. So, people will call and book us just as the regular catering food truck company as well. But our biggest thing that most people see us at is at these philanthropic events where we're just feeding people. We have our population has a heart for helping people, and so we feed. They go down and feed the homeless. They'll make sandwiches and sit around the office and say, "Hey, we got extra sandwiches. Can we go take them somewhere?" And that happens at least, the question comes up at least once a week, but we're all over the place. But to find us, we will be at Clyde Warren Wednesdays and Fridays every week next year, and we are working on a brick and mortar, so that'll be over on Martin Luther King Boulevard. And fingers crossed, everything go right, we will be open in August of next year.
That is fantastic. That is upcoming news. William, tell everybody your title and what you do over there.
So for the foundation, I'm the chief project manager. I work with Kylie just to put the things that she needs me to do, the logistics and stuff together for events and things like that. And then for Ruthie's, I'm the chief operating officer. So just trying to make sure that the wheels keep rolling over there.
William, you mentioned you were in the service. We thank you for your service, and so you're a vet and you're military. Do you guys do anything? And Kylie, you can answer this if you wanted to. Do you guys do anything with military or veterans?
As a veteran, they have a special place in my heart. So anybody comes up to us and say they're a veteran, we try to take care of them. But we for first responders and veterans, we do give free sandwiches and free meals. We try to partner with some organizations, but we've been at Veterans Day ceremonies. And we work with them however we can. There are a couple organizations that we partner with, or not partnered with, but we communicated with, and we've had a couple employees that were veterans. So we do what we can for them. We try to look out for our brothers and sisters. It's myself and our HR. She is also a veteran, so we got a soft spot for them.
Very nice, very nice. And Kylie, you go over the different nonprofits, and I'm sure it's a long, long list over the years of the different groups. Has there been one event that, like, there's a story there, like, wow, this seems like it's going to be a big one. We might need to have all the trucks over.
Wow. I think a lot of them get pretty big. The word gets out, and so everybody's showing up, uncles, aunts, cousins. Yeah. And we love that. We always prepare for more than what they say, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
But also something that has been so cool for me to witness is a lot of our young people on the trucks, they get to serve at places that they used to get services from.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a full circle moment for them. Like there's such a pride in being able to go back to and be able to serve them and offer them something. So I love to witness that. That's probably one of my favorite parts about Ruthie's.
See, that's the thing. That's why we got you guys on the show, because this is the part that's amazing. What people love listening on the show of Better Living is the different organizations or individuals that are doing things that, you know, a lot of times you just think that people are in their own bubble and they don't do anything, or, well, nobody's helping, or I can't get any help. And then you find out there's organizations or nonprofits or people doing things that you just don't even imagine. It just makes you feel good. And so you're like boots on the ground. You guys are getting it done. And that's why I was saying the difference between just the job, you know, where you get up in the morning and punch a 9 to 5 clock. And I think nowadays, especially with Gen Z, and you can tell me this because you're working with a lot of young people, they want more out of their lives than just going to work, right?
Yes.
And yes, they do.
Go ahead and elaborate. They're just stories out there where you wind up meeting people and say, hey, how can I be a part of it, right?
They want meaning and purpose behind their work. They want to feel like they are a part of something. They want work to feel like a family. And I do think that we have that environment at Ruthie's. Like you said, it's more than just a 9 to 5. They are voicing their opinions and giving us suggestions on nonprofits that they want to serve and things that they want to see happen.
How far out does someone have to get in touch with you? If they, in other words, you know, let's say a nonprofit says, you know, let's do the show, whatever, or an organization says, you know what, big corporate organization, we need Ruthie's and we know we're going to be doing good. How much leeway do you have to have? I mean, is it a couple of weeks, couple of days, months? Because I know that you're in high demand.
Well, we prefer a couple of weeks. However, we work for a woman who is like, let's make it happen.
Yeah, Ashley.
We love it.
Yes, can do.
But preferably 2 weeks out. But, you know, whoever's listening, just reach out to us. And mm-hmm. if we can make it happen, we will.
And you mentioned Thanksgiving. I heard you talking about a sandwich that had turkey and cranberry or whatever, a grilled cheese sandwich. Can you talk about what's been going on with you guys over the holidays, Kylie?
Sure. So we had our company Christmas party on Monday evening.
Yay.
We just went to a restaurant and we played White Elephant with all of our team. So fun to watch everybody interact. And, you know, that's the game where you can steal gifts from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot of fun. But just realizing that for some of our employees, this may be their first Christmas out of prison or out of jail. So
mm-hmm.
Very, very special to be able to do that with them. We also have a man that came to us from Unlocking Doors that is in charge of our special sandwiches. He, I think, aspires to be a chef, and he comes up with the best sandwiches and he's always in our kitchen just experimenting.
Right.
I get to be the taste tester, which actually might be one of the best parts of my job, because he knows, he's like, oh, Miss Kylie, you like to eat. Here, try this.
You know, y'all might get some digital people, because this sounds like something you'd have on the Food Network. This sounds like a reality show.
It absolutely could be a reality show for sure. We have some characters and some personalities
Sure.
Yes. So it's good.
Yes. I mean, it just sounds like so much fun, but it's also so rewarding. And again, mm-hmm. it's completely different than a lot of people. Is there any other, like, food truck, not necessarily grilled cheese, that you know of in America that's doing what you're doing?
I don't know of any, to be honest.
Me either.
I don't know of any that have the social mission that we have.
Yeah.
The give back that we have, but I would be curious to look that up now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're just doing amazing work, and it seems like it could be replicated. I don't know if that's something Ashley would want to do at this point in time, but I mean, it just sounds so amazing. And we're fortunate that you're here in North Texas to do what you do. How many trucks do you have?
We went from 4 to 2. So we have 2 on a rotating basis, and we can service up to about, we've done 6 events in one day, but mm-hmm. we also have a pop-up option as well, where we have a tent, a Ruthie's branded tent.
Oh, okay.
Outside, and we can be in your backyard, we can be in your kitchen if you want us in there too. So we try to make it happen.
That sounds amazing. So I'm assuming you got a relationship, you know, to get the food and get the bread and get the cheeses.
Yes. So U.S. Foods, shout out to U.S. Foods. They have been our food supplier for years and have not let us down yet. When we think of when our, I call him chef, but when he thinks of a new idea, we get on U.S. Foods, and thankfully they always have what we need, but always on time and always flexible with us as well.
Okay, Kylie, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have a fun fact for you. We just did our yearly impact report, and we have purchased over 1,000 pounds of butter in 2023.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. But, you know, that's some of the secret sauce. That's absolutely amazing. That is absolutely amazing. So this actually leads into the question I was going to ask both of you, starting with ladies first. Kylie, what sure. is your favorite grilled cheese? What's wow. in it that you guys make that your favorite? It doesn't have to be the most popular. I'm going to ask you that next.
Well, honestly, I am a barbecue girl, so the
barbecue is a sport.
It is, but I like to add jalapenos to mine.
Ooh, that's a nice. So, yeah, is that a special one, or is that part of the rotation that you normally have?
You know, it's the most popular one. I just add the jalapenos myself. Mm-hmm.
William,
or I ask them to put those on.
Yeah. So, William, what's yours?
I'm a simple man. I love chicken, so the crazy chicken is my go-to, but our special sauce on top of it, our crazy sauce, that knocks it out the park right there.
Look out. And so you said that Kylie, you said the most popular one is the barbecue one. Is it seasonal, or is it just year-round? Everybody's got to have it.
It is year-round. It's always on the menu, and it is the top seller by far.
That is absolutely. Does anybody go with the basic, the regular grilled cheese, just bread and the cheese, and put some butter on the bread.
Lots of kids. That's their.
Oh, yeah, the kids.
The plain Jane. The plain Jane is what it's called.
I hear you. Yeah, I'm going down this menu because you're painting pictures, and everybody's like, everybody's listening to us right now. Their mouth is just watering, like, oh my God, I gotta have a grilled cheese.
They're really, really good.
How many different grilled cheese sandwiches on the menu off the top of your head, either one of you?
How many total in rotation? I think we have about 20 that we rotate, but on the truck at one particular time, we try to keep only 5 at a time.
Right, because otherwise you can't get everything out in time. And people, because you're making them fresh on the spot, right?
Yes. Made to order. And we only have so much refrigerator space on the truck. So
exactly.
We can't put all the ingredients in there.
Exactly. So during the holidays or during the cold weather, is it trickier to get out and about, or do you have to limit how much you do? Or I mean, because you know, you got to deal with the weather. Sometimes that ice comes into Texas, you already know it's not snow, it's ice.
Yes. Well, we pay close attention to the weather, and you know, being from Dallas, I know how treacherous these roads get.
Yeah.
And I know our drivers, including myself, you know, we're just not used to driving in that type of weather. So if it's an alert for ice and it's a hazardous condition for our employees, we won't send them out. You know, we'll contact our whatever event mm-hmm. we're going to, and we'll let them know, hey, due to weather and safety concerns, we don't come out. However, fortunately, also being in Texas, that doesn't happen often. So, you know, a little rain, we're showing up. If it's a little cold, we're showing up. So we try not to cancel if we can, but we want to be there just to serve. And in the wintertime, too, and in the cold months, we also serve a tomato basil soup.
Oh, yeah. You got to dip the grilled cheese in a tomato basil soup.
Right. And we're looking to add chili at the start of the year as well. So that's another thing that you can add just to warm you up a little bit in the cold.
This is absolutely amazing. You mentioned upcoming in 2024 and a possibility of a brick and mortar being there on Martin Luther King Boulevard. Kylie, is there anything else everybody needs to know about Ruthie's and the partnerships with all the different nonprofits and the availability and what's upcoming in 2024?
I would just say if you are a nonprofit, reach out to us. We like to do the Ruthie Snacks of Kindness. We would love to meet you and talk to you about your organization. Upcoming in 2024, as William said, the brick and mortar is coming. So please come and support that on MLK. We would love to have you out.
Clyde Warren Park. Yeah.
Yes. Come see us at Clyde Warren Park. You can check on our website to see when we're there. So yeah, that's.
Give us the website again.
I'm sorry. It's RuthiesForGood.com.
Fantastic. Please tell Ashley she's a genius and what she has done is taking care of so many people from the formerly incarcerated with their second chances to all the different nonprofits and all the kids you guys take care of with all their chances as well.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you again for being our guest, and we will have both of you on again real soon, sometime next year.
Thank you so much.
And joining us right now is Annette Landros. She is the president and CEO of the Fort Worth Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Annette, am I saying your whole name correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. Annette Landros.
I am so glad you're on because you are doing such great things. In fact, the entire Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in Fort Worth is doing amazing things. Please catch us up on this past year because not only, okay, I'm a little bit biased. I have been driving around the North District over there, the historic district over the last couple of years, just in and out. And I'm just so impressed over there. And I know you guys have been a big part of that success, let alone all of Fort Worth. Can we just start right there? Because that's the part that touches my heart.
Yeah, absolutely. So our Fort Worth Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is celebrating 50 years of business organization, advocating for businesses here in Fort Worth. So many leaders have come through our chamber and really are still out there contributing generously to the city. But now we are excited to be, for the first time, delving into commercial revitalization thanks to a partnership with the City of Fort Worth and Main Street America. This is a pilot program that was launched by the city last year in an effort to help support neighborhoods and commercial corridors that maybe have been considered a little bit underinvested in the past and just needing more support. So this pilot program paired two commercial districts that were selected from the applicants, us and Polytechnics Heights, so the historic North Side and Polytechnic Heights,
right,
with Main Street America Resources. Main Street America is a national juggernaut when it comes to commercial revitalization. They've been doing this in towns and cities throughout the country. So they're able to basically train us, impart their wisdom, utilize their curriculum, and walk us through the process of really launching community-led development. So we're talking to our neighbors. We're talking about what is it that you would like to see? Mm-hmm. What is it? What types of businesses would be, you know, appealing to you? What kind of vibe are you hoping to see for your commercial district? So really the community is a part of the development every step of the way. So we're really just honored to be able to have applied and represent the North Side and to have been selected, but also to be able to gain this very valuable wisdom and expertise from an organization like Main Street America.
Oh, let me tell you something. It's a great partnership. It's a great opportunity. And again, it's great recognition. Can you talk about, you mentioned 50 years. So you've actually watched the growth. And again, I'm just so impressed. Don't get me wrong. It's not that I shouldn't be impressed, but it's like, it is just a nice, that North Side is just booming right now. It's like everything's looking north that way. And it's just, I've just been recognizing the growth and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's been really wonderful. We have been ourselves of the 50 years, we've spent about 25 of them in our current office building, which is right there off of North Main and Northside Drive.
Right.
So we have been neighbors, and you know, and on the main street there for multiple decades. So for us, it's just exciting because we already have a strong network of businesses, and we already have been working to build up business and to help them grow and succeed. But now we get to do, you know, go one step further and saying, let's assist an entire commercial district and help build something for the future. So you're right. We are, the historic North Side is sandwiched between the stockyards and what will become Panther Island eventually.
Yes.
So we are right in between, and downtown, of course.
I call it the sweet spot. You guys are in the sweet
spot.
Yeah,
we really are. We really are in the midst of a sweet spot. But I will tell you, it does not come without concern. So really what is driving us is that there's a community there that is scared that, you know, if they don't, you know, activate.
Yes, they don't want to get, they don't want to lose the neighborhood. They don't want to get gentrified. And all of a sudden everybody else moves into town and they have no place to be anymore. Their families that were there forever, they might lose out.
Right. So what we're trying to do is just brand and make sure that everybody knows that this is a district on its own. It has its own identity. It has, you know, a very proud community, and allow us to demonstrate to you how we can also be a bustling business district with just a certain kind of flavor. So we're excited.
And you know what? It's all working together. And I think it's the fact that it's called historic, the historic Northside District. Is there you know, some different communities have they're like historic landmarks. Has it been given that designation, or is it just being called that?
No, it has not been given an official designation. It's basically, the reason it's called historic Northside is because it's really like 2-3 miles from downtown.
Yeah.
So clearly Fort Worth has grown. While it is the north side of downtown, the city has grown tremendously beyond that north side. So now we have the greater north side, you know what I mean? Because we, you know, the city goes all the way up to Alliance.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So the historic north side is really to say, like, you know, the original north side before north side, you know, became even more expansive up north. Yeah.
Right. We're talking with Annette. And Annette, how long have you been the president and CEO of the chamber?
I came to the chamber officially in July of 2019, so about 4.5 years.
And the growth has been tremendous, right? And you guys have done. Was there a momentum thing going towards 2023, since that would have been the 50th year? And can you talk about the great things you have done this past calendar year? Because we're at the end of the year, but I mean, everybody's so proud of the work that's been done.
Thank you. Yeah, we definitely have experienced tremendous growth. I would say, to most people's surprise, you know, COVID, while it was, you know, a tough time for our business community, for our chamber, actually was a strong opportunity to demonstrate the value that we can add in our value proposition. So we're really proud to say that I think a lot of our current trajectory and strong pace is thanks to COVID and how active we were able to become and how we were able to touch businesses when they were the most vulnerable. And so now we really are at a point where our members are recruiting other members themselves, just word of mouth of how they've benefited greatly.
Very nice.
How you know, grateful they are for the chamber. And so now people are coming to us on their own. And so that's really great. But of course, 50 years, we were very proud to celebrate that. And so we definitely did that big. We had a gala that, you know, included 1,200 people.
Very nice.
The largest yet to date, celebrating leaders. We recognize, in honor of 50 years, we recognize 50 Latino leaders of Fort Worth and 50 emerging Latino leaders to not only recognize those that have paved the way, but also highlight those that we feel are going to be leading us forward and making space for them as well. We issued a publication, an anniversary publication, just to kind of provide folks with a fully compiled, you know, basically like a really nice magazine that included stories of our past and photos from our past, just kind of like a keepsake for folks to be able to show their children and their grandchildren as well.
I'm just so impressed with it all. And again, because people need to know, especially because Fort Worth is growing so big. There's so many people from all over the country moving to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And especially, I always call Fort Worth the secret, the biggest secret, because it's not like that people don't know. It's like people in Fort Worth, yeah, Dallas is over there and Dallas is big, but we're good over here. You know, we're good, you know. Yeah. But you got 350-plus business leaders in the community doing all the different things with the chamber. Can you talk about how, you know, the Hispanic Chamber of Fort Worth, you guys, when corporations move in and people want to know where to go and who to meet and where can they connect to the communities and how you play a role with that?
Yeah, absolutely. We are very proud to be about 850 businesses strong this year.
So 850. My goodness, I said it wrong. I said 350. 850.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
We're beyond 800 now. Yeah, woo! So we're really proud of that growth. And like you said, when folks come to town and they're really looking to learn about Fort Worth and how to get themselves integrated, everyone, when they move somewhere, wants to feel like they're at home. So
right.
How to get them integrated. And our chamber is a fantastic one. We are a very energized group with so many members that are welcoming and ready to introduce you to whoever it is that you need to meet. Really just a spirit of collaboration. Folks are eagerly trying to find ways to work together, how to support each other's businesses. So I would say that our welcoming spirit really is what makes us, you know, a really great starting point for businesses to kind of put their first feet forward here in Fort Worth. But as you know, I like to say Fort Worth has a secret sauce. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like I know some people feel like, you know, we might be a best kept secret, but I quite frankly, I think the secret's out. I think what we have is a secret sauce. Like no one can really figure out what's in this sauce, but it's something really awesome that makes our community vibrant and a lovely place to be. You know what I mean? Where you can easily call it home.
You know what? It's not as busy to me. Fort Worth is more Texas than Dallas. And Dallas knows this, but when people want to feel like they're in Texas, if you're in North Texas, you got to go to Fort Worth. I'm sorry.
That's right. Absolutely. It doesn't get more Texas than Fort Worth is absolutely right. And you know, the community, aside from that Western heritage and culture, the community has just such a giving spirit. You know what I mean? If somebody's in need, it doesn't take much for folks to rally and provide as much as we can. And we within ourselves really try our best to make sure that everyone that needs something is getting their needs met. And so I'm really proud. I'm not originally from here. I'm originally from San Antonio, but I arrived here 14 years ago.
There you go. That counts.
Yeah, and it really just, and I tell when I meet people, I tell them, I'm like, you are going to be me. You're gonna just totally fall in love with this community. Just let it happen. Just open your heart and let it happen. And welcome home. So it really is a special community to be a part of.
Annette Landeros, you're the CEO, president of the Fort Worth Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and I just love your energy. I'm just going to say that right now. I love your energy.
Thank you.
And that's why I think you're the perfect one to lead this organization. How did you become a part of the Hispanic Chamber? Because, again, I think you're the perfect fit just by talking to you right now.
Well, thank you. So as I mentioned, 14 years ago, I arrived here. I'm actually from San Antonio, but moved around a bit for school and work and was living in Washington, D.C. when I had the opportunity to come back to Texas and transfer with my job. I, like many people arrived in Fort Worth, just kind of curious, didn't really know people here. And so what I did just to, in an effort to make friends, because again, didn't know anybody,
right.
I online looked for organizations that I could be a part of. And just by getting involved in the community, that led me to other organizations. And so I was actually serving on the board of directors for the Fort Worth Hispanic Chamber of Commerce when our previous CEO announced he was leaving to pursue a business opportunity. And so through the nudging of my fellow board members, decided to you know, throw my name in the hat and was selected. And really, you know, it was a perfect match. And I'm really grateful for the opportunity for me to serve a city that I love and a business community that is thriving. So it's been great.
Well, it sounds like a match made in heaven. And again, I'm just so impressed because you're breaking it down and you're vibrant, not just you, but the organization is. You mentioned going through the pandemic. I've talked to so many different organizations. They said, you know what? We had to make the pivot. And it's been great. And so obviously you guys made the pivot as well. Was there a particular moment, you know, a couple of years ago when you said, wow, I think things are happening, and it's all because whether it was the technology bringing people together or whether it was the fact that we just had to lean on each other, that you said, you know what, this thing is going to work out big.
Yeah, I think it was we leaned into technology, yes, but we also remained active. Like we did not just
shut down.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, we didn't shut down at all. We were, if anything, we're in overdrive, but we were being innovative. We were talking continuously to our members. And I think that's when we learned that as long as we listen to our members and ask them what they need and then try to meet those needs, they're going to be thrilled, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I try to tell my team, you know, everything from shutting down, like what that felt like, to the immediate, you know, uncertain days of COVID, to, okay, now we need to shift into curbside service and e-commerce, mm-hmm. to like everything was like a new phase. And all I remember is telling my team, like, okay, where they go, we go. Like whatever it is, we mm-hmm. need info sessions. We need to make sure we're gathering resources. I tell my businesses, consider us an extension of your business. We know entrepreneurs are very busy people. They don't have time necessarily to do the research and find all of the solutions for themselves because they're so busy sometimes
right.
running that business.
Mm-hmm.
So let us be your admin team. Let us be your resource team. And we really just jumped in there and stayed active. We had our Coffee with the Chambers, our monthly coffee that are open to the public. And I was concerned. We used to get like 60 to 80 people in person. And I was like, I don't know that this will translate to Zoom. And I'll just tell you, I was wrong. We had 100 people,
wow.
120 people showing up. All that we realized was, okay, let's not assume people won't like it because people need to connect. People need to talk about their business and what they can do. So let's just continue to push forward with technology and do the most we can. Our gala turned into a drive-in movie theater event where the whole awards presentation was a movie that people got to watch from the safety of their cars.
Nice.
Yeah, we did Zoom events. We mm-hmm. did so much. And I really do think that as long as, you know, our chamber and chambers in general strive to meet the needs of their businesses of today, exactly where they're at, not of yesterday or what we thought their needs were yesterday or not what we think it's going to be tomorrow, but really, where are you at today? Let us serve you. And I think that the businesses will respond, you know, and be supportive of their chamber as well.
Oh, I think the chambers are connectors. And I think, you know, when people look at it like that, in other words, you know, we talk about on social media, oh, so-and-so is an influencer. I think what you guys do are connectors, especially with people, like you said, you came into Fort Worth from Washington, D.C., and previously before that, San Antonio. You're like, how do I get to know the community here? And you turn to the chamber.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope that we continue to do this, you know, 50 more years moving forward. That's really where we know, especially now that we celebrated 50 years and we're looking through old photos of all the people that have been active and volunteered hours, days, mm-hmm. years with our organization. It was really humbling to think, my gosh, like this organization is the product of so many hours of volunteer time, so many people. Mm-hmm. We are just the current stewards of this legacy. So, you know, really, it's just our responsibility to continue to build it to be something beautiful for the next folks to move forward. So we really do consider ourselves to just be stewards of an amazing organization, an amazing legacy that we hope to continue for another 50 years to come.
You touched on some of the initiatives and the programs, especially the things that have been so successful through the pandemic, and how, you know, 2023 is the 50th anniversary. Is there a pet project of yours? And it may not be the most popular thing that everybody's involved with, but it's something that's closer to you or something that you get more excited about?
There's so many. My gosh.
You're like picking a favorite kid, right?
Yeah, I would say. So there's one that's a fairly new initiative. This next year will be its third year. It's called an ERG Summit. So ERGs are employee resource groups.
Right.
So if you work in corporate America, you probably are used to seeing like affinity groups or mm-hmm. ERGs or BRGs. They all have their names, but employee resource groups, they're basically groups within large entities that, you know, have common identifying threads. Like it could be the Women's Leadership Organization.
Right. Parents organization, the Black employees, Hispanic employees.
Yes. All of that. So we actually have a summit where we bring all them together. And I think the reason that it is close to my heart is because I worked for the federal government, and I did come from a large organization. And I do think that there's a lot of value of mm-hmm. representation, but also celebrating diversity and really a need for cultivating diverse leaders. So that one is close to my heart. It's still growing. It's not quite the biggest event that we host yet, but I think that it will add tremendous values because these are folks that are in their corporations, large employers here in town, you know what I mean, making a difference every day, but maybe they're still in a cubicle, but maybe one day they're going to be the CEO.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so that one is really close to my heart. I feel like we're really hopefully inspiring and motivating diverse leaders to continue to shoot, you know, shoot high and you know, reach for leadership.
Exactly. Because again, there's so many different diverse groups or individuals in different corporations or even small businesses. It's like, well, you know what? You didn't know you had that asset and you don't want to lose that asset.
Correct.
Okay. So coming up in 2024, a lot of big things. I'm curious about, and a lot of people don't know, what is the 1 million cups of Fort Worth?
The 1 million cups. I've heard of the organization. I will be honest, I'm not as familiar.
Okay. So that's one of the things I think that you guys are going to be partnering with, the 1 million cups of Fort Worth. All I can tell you is I'm looking forward to hearing more about that in the future. But I'm also curious about, everybody knows the Stockyards, the big celebrations coming in January, and there's a fiesta that's going to be there as well.
Yes. Okay. I know exactly. So if you did your research on our website, and this is a good exclamation, but also a good plug for us as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you saw about the 1 million cups in our on our website,
right,
it's because our chamber members are able to upload their own events and announce their events. So we also serve as a platform. So 1 million cups is an initiative here in Fort Worth and an organization on its own. And they're looped in with the chamber, so they're announcing their event through our chamber. So we also, I say that to say that we also serve as a connectivity point for organizations. And, you know, it's an awesome opportunity to tell our business members of other organizations they can get involved with. But yes, Fiesta Night at the Rodeo is around the corner. It's just a few weeks away. A lot of people don't know, but the Fort Worth Hispanic Chamber of Commerce hosts the largest private rodeo event for the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo in history to date. We've been actually, this rodeo is celebrating 41 years. So it's been around quite a long time as well. We take anywhere from 700 to 800 people with us to the rodeo. There's a dinner. They go watch the rodeo, then they come back for a dance. It's a long-standing tradition that everyone looks forward to. As you know, rodeo season in Fort Worth takes over the city. And so 41 years ago, our Hispanic Chamber leaders decided we want to be a part of that. We're going to start this event. And it's just grown leaps and bounds. And it sells out every year. And it's always great to see, you know, now Dickie's Arena filled with our Hispanic Chamber members celebrating the rodeo as well.
That Dickie's Arena is some kind of place. I love that facility. I was just over there doing something for radio. It was the basketball tournament. They had it was TCU, Texas Tech, and UTA were hosting some games over there. That is an amazing facility as well. And it just blends right in right over in that area.
Yes, it is actually nationally recognized and I believe is getting some world recognition too as one of the most successful venues of that size. Mm-hmm. So Dickie's was done right, I like to say. And I have enjoyed it personally. What I love is also the diversity in shows that they're having there.
Yes.
That has been wonderful because you're seeing all of our city able to enjoy this facility and listen to their music, whether it be, you know, Spanish music, Boys to Men, I think was there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like Post Malone was there.
Post Malone was there.
Country music was there. I mean, this completely across the board. In fact, shout out to Whitney and everybody over there. They were telling me that place is acoustically correct, where all of the artists just rave about it because the sound system is just, they just took it to the next level. I think the Bass family had something to do with that. Remember the Bass downtown and Bass? I mean, that's heritage right there.
Yes, absolutely. We're very grateful for that public-private partnership that helped bring Dickie's to us. And yeah, they're killing it. They're killing it in like who they're booking. They're killing it and making sure every community feels welcomed. And I look forward to their success.
Well, the Hispanic Chamber is getting so much accolades nationwide. I'm talking about what you're doing. In 2024, is there anything else we need to mention this upcoming, whether it's in January or something you want to highlight where people can get involved?
Yeah, I would just recommend that folks come out. Again, I know it's like the simplest event ever, but monthly we have these Coffee with the Chambers, and we really encourage.
Is that kind of how you can kind of dip your toe in the water, so to speak?
Yeah. It's
open to know everybody.
It's free. You don't have to be a member. We have a lot of people who aren't members, but I tell people that are just interested in learning more, come to a Coffee with the Chamber because you're going to see the energy. You're going to, you know, decide if it's for you. You're going to probably meet a few people. And then when you come back next time, hopefully you see them again. And then before you know it, you're fully involved and have a new, you know, extended family. But Coffee with the Chamber, even though it's our simplest event, is, you know, the one I always recommend for folks that are just interested in getting out there and learning a little bit more.
I know you probably get asked to do so many things. What's your schedule like on a normal week? Because first of all, I can tell you're a people person. I'm serious. Your energy is just flowing through this conversation. I know you're out and about all the time. What is your life like during the week?
A little crazy, but you're right. I do. I thrive and get a lot of energy from people. And so I enjoy these kinds of interactions and just sharing what we do. I also have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. So
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You're balancing.
Yeah. To do it's, you know, I have a great team that whenever I can't be there, they totally will jump in. And then similarly, I have a chamber that understands that, you know, I love being a mother and that's a very important priority for me. So it's not uncommon that you see my kids at a ribbon cutting sometimes.
There you go.
Or, you know, they're, if I have to bring them with me, they'll come. And so I think that even doing that has really helped, you know, break down the stereotype of what business needs to look like. Business can absolutely be family oriented and women who are mothers should absolutely not stray away from leadership. So, yeah, it's a hectic dance, but we're really enjoying it, my husband and I.
I'm glad you said all of it, that because in this day and age, I think that's what people feel good about themselves, that they're careers, not just jobs. They want a career, and they want it to match their lifestyles, and it includes their family. It's not, well, I got to go to work, or and I can't do, I don't have time to do all those things. People want to feel fulfilled nowadays. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely.
And you mentioned ribbon cutting. Is there a ribbon cutting that either happened or is about to come up that we need to mention?
We have a couple. We have one on January 25th at Suvida Healthcare. I was just talking with them yesterday. It's a healthcare facility geared for Medicare eligible older adults that need a special type of care, and it's bilingual. So they're very excited to provide bilingual services and a place for people to be able to get, you know, their healthcare needs met in English and in Spanish. So that one is coming up. We have a few coming up, but our website's usually very updated and a great source of information.
You mentioned the website. Where can people find more information, whether they want to volunteer, partner, whatever they needed to do with the Fort Worth Hispanic Chamber of Commerce? How can they find out more information?
Go to www.fwhcc.org.
Annette Linderos, appreciate you for joining us, and thank you all again for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.